We are learning Masechtas Brachos Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, and we are continuing a little bit, a few more lines about Kadima of Brachos. Rav Chista and Rav Amnuna have a Yosef v'Sudasa. Rav Chista and Amnuna were sitting in a Suda. Aisil Kamei Tamri Remoni brought in front of them dates and pomegranates, and both of them are Bayer Priates. And like we said before, by both things Bayer Priates, what do? You make, you go Basa Pass and go Basa Min Shiva. And this is one of the rayas from this Gemara. I'm pretty sure the Barbarian is arriving this Gemara, that's how we pass him. So Rav Chista and Amnuna have Yosef v'Sudasa, Aisil Kamei Tamri Remoni brought in front of him dates and pomegranates. So which one do you think goes first? So Rimon's first in the pasuk, right? Shokar Rav Amnuna Birucha Tamri Bereisha. He made a bracha on the dates first. Omalei Rav Chista. Rav Chista told me, Sfirilei Mar Lahai Da Omer Rav Yosef V'Tamer Rav Yitzchak Kol Amukdim and Pasuk Zeh Koydim Bracha. You don't hold over what Rav Yitzchak said, that anything that's first in the pasuk goes first for bracha. So why are you making a bracha first on the dates? That's the last thing in the pasuk. Number 7. And Rimon's number 5. It says in the pasuk, Eretz Chita v'sayri gefim v'sayim v'rimon, which is 5, Eretz Zeshem v'dvash. So why do that first? So Amalei answered him, Zeh sheni l'aretz, zeh chamish l'aretz. No, it goes what's closer to the word Aretz. It says Eretz Chita v'sayri, which is number 5, and Eretz Zeshem, which is number 2. Eretz Zeshem v'dvash is number 2. So therefore, that goes first because it's closer to the Eretz. Amalei, he liked that show so much. He said, Man yovlon nagri de parzlov nashmi inach. I wish someone would give me metal feet of iron, so I could walk after you everywhere you go, because I love your pshatim, I want to stick next to you and always hear what you have to say. And so that's halacha, that whatever's close to Aretz, that has kedima. So Tosfos declares, what's the halacha if you have, let's say, Se'irim and Tamarim? Both of them are second to Aretz. Which one goes first? So Tosfos says, then you go what's first in the pasuk. That's what Tosfos speaks at. Zok the Gemara weiter. Itmar. Now we're going to go into the shailas of making brachas in the Suda, like desserts or appetizers or fruits in the Suda. Itmar. Haviu lefneim te'enim ve'anovim v'secha Suda. In the middle of a Suda, they bring in a nice fruit platter of figs and grapes. Omar Ravan Huna, tu'una bracha lefneim ve'intu'una bracha achareim. He says you make a bracha before, because it's not a tuffle, like Rashi learns, it's not tuffle to the pass. And therefore, you make a bracha. Ve'ein tunu bracha l'achareim, but you don't make a bracha afterwards. You don't make a bracha achareim. You yaitzu a benching. V'chein amar Rav Nachman, ve'ein tunu bracha l'fneim, ve'ein tunu bracha l'achareim. You make a bracha before, you don't make a bracha afterwards. Rav Sheshes amar, no, tunu bracha bein l'fneim, bein l'achareim. You need a bracha before and afterwards. She'ein l'cha dava, she'tam bracha l'fanov, ve'ein tam bracha l'acharov, el pas abav kistim levad. Because no such thing. They make a bracha before, and you don't make a bracha afterwards, I'll pass the baba kistim. Now, I want to explain these words. And those are things you make a bracha before, you don't make a bracha afterwards, besides the pass baba kistim. So, before we get to pass baba kistim, what do you mean? You're making a bracha achrayin here. When you make a bracha, you're making a bracha, you're making a benching. What's this tiny? And those are things you don't make a bracha, you're making a bracha achrayin. So, Dr. Rehan adds a few words, and he says, I mean, like this. There's no such thing you make a bracha, and the bracha achrayin doesn't have shaykhis to the bracha rishayin. Besides the pasuk of a kistin. That means here was a bar pre-eight. So the bracha achrayin has to have shaykhis to the first bracha. Usually it matches. It should be a bar nefashis. This is no such thing as not making a bar nefashis on a bar pre-eight besides pasuk of a kistin. Now what's pasuk of a kistin? So Rashi learns, pasuk of a kistin is that in those days, after the eating, after benching, they used to bring kistin. Kistin, which Rashi learns, is kloyos, is like these roasted kernels of wheat. Because that's good for the heart, like the Gemara says in Erevin. So therefore he used to bring that. Now, it wasn't a geschmack to eat that by himself. So they brought along with it these little Danishes called oivlish. It's like crackers or Danishes. They brought that along, and it was different shapes, the shapes of birds or shapes of trees. And they eat a little bit of that. And they put a lot of tavlin, put a lot of spices and nuts into these crackers. And they don't eat so much of it. And therefore he says that it's not so much mezainis in there, so therefore he says you make a bar nefashis on that. You make a bar mezainis beginning, but it's not enough shear to eat enough mezainis in it, so you make a bar nefashis. So he's saying Pasuk Kistin's example with the bracha, especially with very it's very geschmack. The bracha achareim does not match the bracha lefneim. Ain lecha bracha doesn't mean you don't need a bracha achareim. You need a bar nefashis. It doesn't match it because there by Pasuk Kistin you make a mezainis. According to Rashi, the words Pasuk Kistin means. Past that comes along with kloyas. Kistim means kloyas. That's what it means. Past that comes along with kloyas. That's what Rashi learns what past baba kistim means. And He says, after the Suda, you only make a Bar Nefashos. And he compares it to Pas Eiriz Doichin. Loch is the bread made out of rice, it's also a Bar Nefashos, even though you make a Mazinus. So you see, you find such an idea.
You made a bracha on the other part.
What?
The other part you made a bracha on.
What the other part?
The Koyas and stuff.
Yeah, after Suda, Rosh Hashanah, after the Suda. This is after Suda.
Made a bracha on both things?
Yeah. Maybe it wasn't part of a Tafel, maybe wrong one things, yeah. The Klois also is a Hadama, whatever. It may well be right, you don't say Al Hadama, but he's handling the bracha on the Pasuk Kistan anyway. Rashi doesn't get involved with that Shiloh, what the bracha on Klois is. So Tais has a few cash on this. First of all, he says, Im Kain, it's not only Pasuk Kistan, it's also Pasuk Iris. Also, the bracha Lefneim, bracha Kreim is a match of bracha Lefneim. It could have, didn't have to say El Pasuk Kistan, it could have said Iris also. And he has other kashas also, and therefore Tais learns a whole different shah. Tais learns, talking about here, Pasuk Kistan that you ate at the end of the Suda. So there, even though you have to make a mezainis on it, still you don't have to make a bracha kreim at all. You yotzu a benching. You think the only thing you yotzu a benching is pasul baba kistin. It's a whole different shah in the Gemara. And you don't have to say Rabbi Yainu, not the whole Rabbi Yainu. It means like Rabbi Yainu's kipshuta. Ain't chodov is talking a bracha forava, ain't talking a bracha lachra, a pasul baba kistin vavav, because there you yotzu a benching. That's what Taisa learns, because you ate it before benching. Zok the Gemara vaita. Now, both Rav Huna, Rav Nachman and Rav Seisus all agreed that if you bring the fruits in the middle of the Suda, you make a bracha on it. Right? But that's Agnar Rechid. Arav Rechid, pas pateras kol mine meichel, pas is pata everything you'll eat, even things that shloi ba machmas ha-Suda, the yayin pata kol mine mashkin. And the yayin pata is anything mashkin. And we don't pass like Arav Rechid's first half. But that's what Arav Rechid says, all Agnar Rechid holds, you make a pas pata is everything you're going to eat in the Suda. Omra Papa, what's the halacha? So we're going to read Rav Papa according to Rashi, then we'll speak out Taisus. Omar Rava, Hilchasa, Dvar Mabal Machmas Asuda, Vasech Asuda, Ain't Tunu Bracha Lelefneim Lelechareim. Anything that comes Machmas Asuda, you don't need a bracha before, afterwards. What does Machmas Asuda mean? Rashi learns, it means a lafis bum as a pass. Anything you eat together with a pass, it's like a dip. Anything you eat together with the pass, then you don't make a bracha before or afterwards. Vishaloi Machmas Asuda, Vasech Asuda. Something that's not Machmas Asuda that you're eating in the Suda, which Rashi gives examples of daisa, which is like, you know, farfel, and coleslaw, and beet salad, all those things, they're coming with mazon v'soiva, he says those things you make a bracha on. That's called shloi b'machas asuda, according to Rashi. Shloi b'machas asuda, v'soiv asuda, tunu bracha f'nei, and tunu bracha achrei. You don't need a bracha afterwards, why not? Because l'maisa, it's filling, so the benching, hazana sakar will work on that because it's benching. L'acha asuda, which means after the suda, after you finish eating, you have to make a bracha sigh before and sigh afterwards, because birchas hamazon doesn't part of the dessert according to Rashi, because dessert wasn't lemazon. So that's what Rashi learns. Rashi learns the only thing that you make that you get with no bracha before afterwards is lefes, is something that's malafes a pas, that's eaten together with the pas. Anything that's not eaten together with a pas, like all the side dishes, potatoes and farfel, you have to make a bracha before, no bracha afterwards, because the ma'isa is zayin. And all desserts, you have to make a bracha before and afterwards. That's what Rashi learns.
And that's the meat.
The meat also, you make a bracha before and not afterwards. Unless you eat it together with a sandwich, you make a bracha before and afterwards, yeah, according to Rashi. Frank Taisvis, if that's the case, you don't have to give me ganza hilchasa. That's simple ikka v'tafel. Anything that's left is ikka v'tafel. It's the pasht ikka v'tafel. Anything that's left is ikka v'tafel. You dip crackers into hummus, you make only one bracha. Or into peanut butter, you make one bracha. That's not a chiddush. That eat peanut butter with bread, of course. So that's one of his kashas. Other kashas also. Therefore, Tosfos learns how we're used to learning. That it means like this: anything that comes machmas asuda, anything you eat in the suda that's lemazon, you don't make a bracha for afterwards. Anything that comes that's not machmas asuda, you have to make a bracha before. But benching part is it. And anything that comes la'acha asuda, which means after you finish eating and you took away the table, then you make a bracha before and afterwards. Anytime you finish completely eating, but any dessert at the end of Suda, it's only a bracha l'fneim, but not achareim, according to Tosfos. Because anything that's loy bal machmas asuda, you make a bracha l'fneim, but the benching part is everything, because the benching part is anything that came in the Suda, not machmas asuda, it came in the Suda, benching will pater. That's what Tosfos learns, so that's how we paskin. So, make a bracha achareim, but it's very schwer to say what's called finishing the Suda. It could be, we don't have exact case of that. You have to actually, mamash be, comes out later in the Gemara, it has to be dafka havlov and avarech, or bracha or mayim achreinim. That would be the case. If you wash mayim achreinim, well, then you make a bracha, you might make a bracha achreinim then. Zotim Maravait. Shalos ben Zayim. Pnei ma amru dvar ma ba machasud of sechasud ein tunu bracha alil pnei vachrayim. Why taka do we say? So this question is very good according to Tosfos. This is better Tosfos than Rashi. The question is, why do we say dvar ma ba machasud? You don't need a bracha before or afterwards. Lefi Rashi, the question doesn't start. What do you mean? It's ikar v'tafel. That's one of Tosfos' questions. But Lefi Tosfos is very geshmak. The question is, why taka, if you have potatoes and meat, why taka do you need a bracha before and afterwards? Why taka not? Amalehem, hoilu pas by trosom. The chiddush, pas pat is it. Pas is such a chosh of a food, even pat is things that are not directly associated to the pas. Freit the Gemara, yachin, yayin nam yiftari. So why isn't pas pat of the yayin? We know if you have a good cup of wine in the middle of the Suda, you make a bracha if you don't make kiddush. You make a big bread pretty often. So why? Why isn't pas pat of that? Pas pat is everything. Yachin, yayin nam yiftari pas. And we're shani, yayin, the going bracha la'atzmai. Yayin is different because it's so choshev that it's mechayev bracha la'atzman. Because a lot of times you find that they have special things just for Bayi Gofen, like Havdalah, Kiddush, different things, and therefore you should make a bracha on yayin, even though it should be included, but therefore you make a bracha on the yayin.